8:47 the time. Music from The Who. An absolutely perfect Monday morning along the coast. It's the Mornings with Ed show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. Delighted to have you with us today. And we are directly across from the iconic lifeguard tower on the world's most beautiful beach, Main Beach, and we welcome you. I've been wanting to have this conversation for a while. She does important work. She's put out important films. This is special. As she tackles global sex trafficking, and it's a fast-growing and horrific industry. Documentarian is, I think, the correct term I'll use. Kelly Galindo in studio with us. Good morning, Kelly. How are you today?
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much for the work you've done putting the effort into making this documentary. I got to ask, and we know that the subject of sex trafficking is worldwide.
Yes.
And we see it here in Orange County, even in Disneyland, which is a portion of what you've done already.
Yes.
I want to discuss that specifically in a little bit. But I'm really curious as how did this subject find you?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a filmmaker, and I'm a professor at Chapman University, Dodge College of Film, Media, Arts. So because of that, you know, professors have a little bit of, not throughout the semesters because students have access first, but we do have access to the equipment summers and winter interterm.
Right.
So I thought, I need to do something, you know, while I have that opportunity. But I wanted to do something that mattered. You know, I've done, in my young 20s, lots of films that didn't matter.
Right.
I'm just not going to do that anymore.
Right. So it has to matter.
It has to matter.
It has to be substantive.
So there were two issues that were on my heart, and this was one. And I happened to see actually a segment on Dateline on sex tourism in Thailand.
Okay.
And it sickened me because basically it gives pedophiles a green light.
Right.
They can fly over there and do whatever they want and not get caught. And what's interesting, though, is it's actually illegal in Thailand, but you know, in many of the third world countries, the police officers are
on the
take.
Right.
They're either having sex with these younger age children themselves, or the madams that run these brothels pay them off.
Right.
So it's one or the other, or both. But it's quite interesting because when I went to Thailand, there's a place called Nana Plaza, and it's like four levels, and it's in the middle of the city. So here it is, supposedly illegal, but it's like neon lights Vegas, like crazy.
Right.
And each level has whatever someone wants. They're like shopping, little kids, boys, transgenders, whatever they want. Each floor has it.
Right.
And
if it sickened you before, how much sicker were you after seeing that in person?
Oh, completely.
Right.
Because who flies over there are, people from America, Australia, and Europe.
Right. Western countries.
Yeah.
Right.
And because they get away with it. So cut to seeing this segment on Dateline. I said, I have to. So it originally started, I was going to do a short on sex tourism in Thailand,
right,
which I did do. That was my short. It was on Thailand and Cambodia, and it won like 20 awards. But what happened when I was there with the organization that I was with to be able to film undercover and also have access to interview survivors that they had rescued, they also had organizations in India, Dominican Republic, I mean, the list went on and on and on, all the countries. That organization was called Destiny Rescue. That Destiny Rescue was in Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Philippines, Dominican Republic, India, Nepal. Like, I went, holy, this is worldwide.
Right.
So because of my relationships with first Destiny Rescue, they introduced me to others because they all kind of know each other, right. And so I kept filming. So I like, so when I came home from Thailand, Cambodia, I did edit that short,
right,
and it won more than 20 awards. But I kept going. So every winter interterm when I wasn't teaching or summer, I would go to another country with these organizations that they would introduce me to.
Okay.
So the next, so that was in the summer of 2016. This is how long ago this started.
Right. And access to these places, Are there times where, for instance, the authorities on the take will come and push you away and you don't get access? Or do you generally have access, free access?
Well, I had free access to the survivors because they're in these homes that these nonprofit organizations, Christian organizations, have provided for these survivors that they've rescued. But when we're when they're rescuing, it's undercover for them as well as for me.
Right.
So all of that is undercover footage that is out in the red light districts, they call them, or here in the United States, they call them, what do they call them here? Not red light districts. They call them, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the name.
There'll be a quiz on Friday.
Yes, there will be.
Bring a number two pencil and a clean sheet of paper.
Track. Okay. It's called a track. Okay. Because, you know, in third world countries, which is where I shot mostly, I filmed in 9 countries. But here in the United States, they're called tracks. But everywhere else, they're called red light districts.
Okay.
I filmed in, so when I came, that was in 2016, July, August. So the following, when I came home, I joined the human trafficking ministry at Saddleback Church.
Okay.
And I had met Pastor Kevin, and that's who's, he's in the Iraq.
Right. Okay. So he's in the side-by-side ministries. Is that?
Yes.
That's side-by-side ministries.
Yes. So I met him, and he is doing incredible work. What he does, first of all, he used to be a police officer for like 30 years.
Right, in Santa Ana.
Yes. Yeah. And then he became a pastor, and he created Side-by-Side Church, where all of these churches here in Orange County, or, you know, close vicinity.
Within our proximity.
Yes. Would come. They rescue girls on Harbor Boulevard all the way from the 405 freeway. So it's like Santa Ana, Garden Grove, all the way to Disneyland.
Right. Because people don't realize that right here in Orange County and right there in front of Disneyland is major trafficking of women.
Yes. I interviewed one survivor, and she's a survivor advocate now. She's you know, completely on the other side, healed, and she even trains the FBI and nurses and, you know, and health practitioners, like what to look for in survivors. But she was trafficked across from Disneyland. I have her interview, and what she said, you know, she was a little girl. She was 12 at the time.
Right.
She said, you know, she would stare out the window seeing families taking their kids to Disneyland, yet she's being raped by grown men.
Right.
And these men were there with their families.
Right.
You know, they sneak off.
Right. Disneyland was their Thailand.
Yeah, they go ahead, honey. You and the kids go to Disneyland today.
Right. Let me ask you this. I've often thought that they should. Should U.S. massage parlors be federally regulated or subject to random inspections by the state? Or should there be a national registry of the shop owners themselves?
Absolutely, because they all run it in there.
Right. Okay. Well, that was simple. I love that. direct an answer.
Yeah.
And as you look at our as you look in front of Disneyland, let's say right there on Catella, the differences between, for instance, ISIS in Afghanistan and a pimp on Harbor Boulevard, no difference really, right?
Well, the one I do have to say, out of all, no, there's no difference.
Thank but
except that, just like we're seeing in Israel right now with Hamas, ISIS and what they did to the Yazidi and Christian girls in Syria and Iraq were brutal. Those interviews were the most hard to do, because they're extra brutal. As we're seeing what Hamas did in Israel, they're very brutal.
Okay.
Pimps beat up girls. Right. They do. And they manipulate them, and they, starve them and whatever they, to get their way.
Right.
You know, at first they act like they're boyfriends. They befriend them, and they're like, they're called Romeo pimps. For about 2 weeks, you know, they'll pretend that they're their boyfriends, especially these poor girls coming out of the social care system. You know, they're 18 when they get out, but they have no family, no money, no education, and they're looking for belonging and relationships and to be taken care of. They're little girls.
Right.
I mean, I'm 60 and I still need my mother.
Right.
So
I get that.
Yeah.
So it's the dumbest guy question I've ever asked, but it's so pervasive internationally. Is there an answer? We spent 20 years in Afghanistan and several in Iraq, and would the solution be for the U.S. military to occupy those countries indefinitely? And if not, what is the solution?
Well, I have to say, in other third world countries, it's going to be a tougher road ahead of them, because especially in the the Middle Eastern countries because it's in their culture.
Right.
You know, I mean, they marry little girls. Right. So it's a whole nother mindset. Just like that's why when we go to war with them, it's like, whoa. I mean, they're a completely different mindset, right? But here in the United States, there's a great organization that I interviewed. It's called, well, it's not an organization. It's a John School.
Okay.
And they should have them in every city and every state in this country. What it is, now it's not pedophiles, because if you're caught with a child, you're going to jail.
Right.
But this is with them soliciting women 18 and over,
right?
But the problem is, and I want to be clear with this, and this is what the audience needs to know. Those 18-year-old girls were trafficked at 12, 13, 14.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. They were so groomed.
They were groomed.
Right.
And now they're adults, but they still need help.
Right.
And they are, you know, they're slaves to somebody. Somebody's making money off the vulnerability of women and children.
Right.
But anyhow, the John School in San Diego, so if a man gets caught soliciting a woman 18 or older, they get a John School, kind of like traffic school, right? So they have to go for whatever it is. I don't know how many weeks it is, maybe 12 weeks or whatever it is. But what it is they have to tell their wife now.
Okay.
I have to go to John School.
Right. There's a shaming process.
Shaming process. And then when they show up, police officers talk, they have survivors talk, so it makes them human.
Right.
They have ex-Johns talk that have now gone through the 12-step program. They're usually teaching the program at the John School, but they show that their addiction to pornography and, you know, sex throughout their life, and it started very young.
Do we know the recidivism rate? The rate?
I don't know the exact numbers, but it's high, actually.
Right, sure.
I'm sorry. I should know that.
Okay. No,
it's
okay.
In my video on my YouTube channel. Go to my YouTube channel and see. It says that John School. That's the title of it. In my YouTube channel's 26 seconds doc.
Right.
YouTube channel, but if you go to the playlist, go to sex trafficking in the U.S. and I think the title's John School's in the title.
Right.
So watch that, because the recidivism rate is in that. It's high though.
So as we watch 26 seconds, and it is dark, but everyone should see it.
Yes.
What do you consider the role of social media here in the United States as to its effect on young girls and young boys, and social media as to the phishing that some of these adult men will do?
Social media is so pervasive that they don't even know the numbers. You know, they say 1.2 million children are trafficked globally every year. That's only the numbers of what they've caught in the red light districts.
Right.
I mean, they don't know the numbers of online.
Right.
And traffickers, let me tell you, they're not stupid.
That's where they go.
I mean, these are a lot of them. Here in the United States, a lot of cartel do it now because they know that it's a less... First of all, they make more money. It's a $150 billion a year industry. But they get less time if they're caught selling a woman... than they do a woman, meaning 18 and older, right?
Right,
they get them younger, but you know, they're hoping not to get caught until they're 18.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's less time served than selling drugs and alcohol. So now it's moving. They'd rather sell children and women.
Right.
And it's really bad at the border. Very bad. Like, they have 100,000 children missing from Mexico that have come here.
Should we be regulating these companies?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But online, they don't know the numbers, and it's huge.
Yeah, that is almost a sickening feeling when you say that and you realize, my God, it's got to be huge.
Yeah.
That's a sickening feeling. We met a couple of people, as you mentioned. You mentioned Pastor Kevin from the Side by Side Ministries.
Let's get back to Pastor Kevin.
We also met Steve the Sniper. In your discussion, your panel discussion, we met Steve the Sniper. I'm curious about this. The Side by Side Ministries, would they be willing to facilitate like mercenaries, like a Steve the Sniper type, to break up these international rings here locally or nationally?
Well, Pastor Kevin does both, locally and internationally.
Okay.
You know, Pastor Kevin, has Side by Side Church, and he gets all of the churches in this area, and they rescue girls on Harbor Boulevard, and then Obviously, if they're underage, those men are going to jail. If they're the girls are over 18, then they rescue the girls and try to find homes for them. But the girls have to be willing.
Right.
It takes time. Like, at first they're like, get away from me. They don't want to go, you know, and you can't force them because then you're doing the same thing that the traffickers doing, right?
Right.
So they give them a bracelet with a number. They say, when you want to get out, just call. And some do, like, in 6 months or a year, when maybe they've had the last beating that they could take or the last rape that they could take, and they will call. Right. And then Pastor Heaven has an exit team that picks them up and takes them to a home.
Right. I imagine that you've come across so many young girls that you've wanted to help, maybe even young boys that you've wanted to help in these situations.
Can't force them.
I would love to hear two things. I'd love to hear a great success story and maybe a failure story on someone that has left you hurt and broken because you've lost them. They died or the pimp beat them to death.
Well, yeah, I have. I only can speak from the survivors that I've interviewed because I know them, you know. And Ori is a huge success story. Ori Freeman is her name. I can say her name because she's out there in the world.
Okay.
Again, she trains the FBI now to help rescue. And right now she's probably 25 years old. I mean, she's very young and very mature, of course, because she was trafficked at 12 years old.
Right.
But she is a huge success story. Also, Annie Laubert. Annie Laubert was a high class call girl but she very quickly got a pimp, took her money, and she became trafficked.
Right.
If taking your money, making money off you, you're being trafficked.
Right.
So that happened. But Annie Laubert has an organization called Hookers for Jesus, and she now rescues girls in Vegas, and she also has a restoration home there. She's doing great work.
Wow.
Really great work.
That is a good story.
Also educating people. You know, people. Even here in the United States, even Pastor Kevin would tell you that the law enforcement, you know, 20 years ago, considered anyone they met as prostitutes.
Right.
They're not prostitutes. Now they've changed that mindset. They're victims. Like we said, if they were trafficked 12, 13, 14, 15, but now they're 18, 19, they really are still 12 or 13, 14 years old.
Right.
I mean, you know, they don't have no...
As adults, so sometimes... as adults, a girl's record will follow her, for instance.
Yes.
So when she was trafficked, when she was with the pimp and he was forcing her to steal and forcing her to do drugs and stuff, that record stays with them as adults, even maybe after they've gotten clean.
Well, there's a couple organizations. Jim's Uncovered is one in Long Beach. If they go through their program, they wipe their record clean.
So
survivors.
Isn't
that amazing?
The record.
There's a couple organizations that do that, but they come to my mind specifically.
Okay.
Yeah, which is great.
Our listeners, aside from watching on the Epoch Network, aside from watching
Epic TV,
aside from watching 26 Seconds there, what can our listeners do to help directly?
Okay, so first of all, you're more than welcome to go to my website, 26secondsdoc.com. So that's 26 and then seconds, secondsplural, and then doc for documentary. doc.com. And on there, on the homepage, you can get to my YouTube channel because it will educate you.
Right.
I have videos from here in the U.S.
Right.
All right. So you can educate yourself and also find out what these organizations are doing. You may want to serve in that organization or donate to that organization because they're in the trenches doing the hard work and they're nonprofits. So,
right.
You know, they need money. And then also on my homepage is my it says, you know, donate if you want to donate to my project.
Right.
And it'll take you to my funding campaign. But more importantly, what you can really do right now, because we just got the feature doc out, 26 Seconds, ISIS Sex Slaves. It just got released on the 24th of November.
Great documentary, by the way.
Yeah.
Just wonderfully done. Beautifully put together. Wonderfully done.
Thank you. And please go and watch, you know, support us on by watching the film on Epic TV.
Do you recommend that families watch with their younger kids?
I would say, I just had a conversation with my sister because she has grandkids. Her grandkids are little, though. They're like 2, 5,
right.
and 7. I said, don't let them watch that.
Right.
Because there's a 7-year-old in the film I did.
And it's tragic.
It's tragic. And I said, so don't. I think that children 13 and up should, because you saw the film. It's not graphic.
No.
It's not. It's nothing.
It's just
graphic.
Dark. It's just really
It's just the
heavy.
Information.
It's heavy.
It's heavy, and it's the information. So, but I think, I especially think children 12 and up should see the videos on my YouTube channel, because it happens here in the U.S. and it happens to that age children. Right. So they're aware.
Okay. One final thing before I let you go. I, as you drive through Orange County, or maybe even drive around in front of Disneyland and you see a girl, do you ever feel compelled to just jump out of your car, give her a card and go, hey, you what?
Yeah,
you
I do all the time.
You
now.
Do? I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I kind of already knew the answer to
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Ori, and she even said it, you know, in my interview, so I have it on, you know, on tape. But Ori had said, out of all, you know, she was raped. She was 5 to 10 buyers a night having sex at 12, 13, 14, 15. She says none of that fazed her because it was no different than when she was a kid because she was molested. Most of these girls have all been molested. Right. So what this means is the value of themselves has already been broken down from a very young age.
They've been calloused.
And I've talked, you know, I've interviewed quite a few traffickers. They know who. I've never been approached, right? I mean, right. You know, so they know a confidence level and someone that doesn't have confidence, and they right. go after one that doesn't. Mm. That's why they go after these poor social care kids, because right. they're like, you know, they need their attention, you know, and love and belonging. So anyways, but yes, what was the question?
If you ever hand a card to
oh,
a girl.
Yes, so Ori had told me, out of all of those things that have happened to her, what hurt her the most was when she would be done working after a 12-hour night and she'd go into McDonald's to get something to eat. And she was 12. And they have them all dressed up.
Right.
You know.
To look older.
To look older right. and makeup. But you right. can tell it's a 12-year-old. Right. She said, that hurt me the most when I would see a mother with kids kind of like grab her children and kind of like get them away from me rather than saying, are you okay?
Right.
Are you okay?
In your story that you told, she's the one that goes the very first time that someone, a male, asked her if she was okay. Was that
yes,
the girl?
Yes,
okay, that's
yes.
Ori. Okay.
Yes, that's Ori.
That changed.
So, right. so there she right. went with right. him because somebody asked.
Right.
And it was a trafficker.
Right.
You know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, but you did ask a question about Steve the Sniper. He does things only internationally. You know, he's a contract U.S. sniper.
Right.
And, like, he'll probably be going to over there
okay.
to Gaza soon.
Right.
But anyways, and then Pastor Kevin does work here, Side by Side Church, but also he works in Iraq, but he also is planning to go to Israel when things calm down a bit, because there's going to be
right.
these girls that have been abducted will have been trafficked amongst the Hamas. So I'm hoping to go with him.
Right. Okay. So I was going to ask you. You're heading back over
yeah.
that way. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The documentary is called 26 Seconds. You can find it on
26 Seconds ISIS Sex Slaves. The one on
yes,
and there, Epoch Times.
And there's also
and
the
Epoch 20 TV.
And there's also the 26 Seconds Harbor Boulevard Disneyland.
Yes.
Right?
Well, there's 26 Seconds short,
right.
which is it's on Google Play and I think Amazon Prime and iTunes, but it's on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Go to my YouTube channel and in playlist you can go to short documentary and you'll see the short of sex tourism in Thailand and Cambodia. Yeah, and that's called 26 Seconds. And then all the videos that I have, they're not shorts or anything. They're just videos I put out
right.
on my YouTube channel. They're about 10, 15 minutes long, but it's in the playlist called Sex Trafficking in America. And there's about 15 videos there, you know, sex trafficking in LA, Orange County, right. Las Vegas, and it goes on and on and on. You know, boys are trafficked too, John School, traffic transgenders, like it goes on and on all these videos, but it will educate you. And the reason I did my YouTube channel, well first of all, because the pandemic hit
right.
and for 2 years I was like, yeah, we couldn't work at school. So I thought, what am I going to do during this time? So I wanted to create awareness about the issue, market 26 seconds, but also highlight some of these organizations that are doing incredible work that are not going to fit in the feature. Like
right.
I have so much footage, right?
Right?
There's also another organization I really want to put before we go.
Please.
It's called Saved in America. They're located in San Diego and they are ex-Navy SEALs that volunteer their time with Saved in America to rescue girls from the sex trade. I think this is an incredible organization because men that get out of the military, they have all these skills
right.
and nothing to do with it.
Right.
I think this is incredible. And they should have Saved in America in every city and every state.
Yeah, they should. Yeah,
and they're trying to.
Okay.
In fact, you should have that founder. I'll hook you up on this.
I love that. You've become my show's producer now. Thank you very much, Kelly Galindo.
You should have him on this show because Saved in America is incredible.
Well, let's make that exchange of numbers. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
Kelly Galindo, you've done important work and you'll continue to do important work. Before you head across the ocean and do it again, come on back and pay us a visit.
I would love to.
That's Kelly Galindo, 26 seconds. Thank you so 26 seconds, ISIS. And
Sex Slaves on Epoch TV right now.
Thank you so very much. 9:12 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.